Chapter 4. Aggression. Real men like to fight. General George S. Patton. The surface of a girl fight can be as silent and smooth as a marble. Rachel Simmons. Jeffrey. Jeffrey, age 14, was moody, irritable, and depressed. School annoyed him. Sports didn't really interest him. He didn't have many close friends. The psychiatrist had prescribed an antidepressant plus Ritalin for attention deficit disorder. Even with the medication, Jeffrey was still withdrawn and despondent. Getting through the school day was a struggle, even though his parents had enrolled him in a private school where the classes were small and the teachers were caring and attentive. That summer, Jeffrey's father arranged for him to spend 2 months in Zimbabwe. Jeffrey had been hired as an assistant to Cliff, a professional hunter. Cliff made his living taking North American and European men into remote areas of Africa to hunt wild game. Jeffrey's parents packed enough medication to last Jeffrey all summer. After 3 days with Jeffrey, Cliff told him to stop taking the pills. "You don't need them," Cliff said. And he was right, at least as far as hunting in the African bush was concerned. Jeffrey could sit for hours, motionless in the tall grass, waiting for prey to appear. The local Ndebele tribesmen took a liking to Jeffrey. They could see that he was different from other American and European tourists. Jeffrey was comfortable with the locals, and the locals were comfortable with him. More than anything else, Jeffrey wanted to learn to hunt the way the Ndebele men did. So they taught him to use their hunting javelin. Have you ever tried to hit an archery target using a bow and arrow? Imagine that you are trying to hit that target, but instead of a bow and arrow, you have only a wooden spear, twice as long as a baseball bat, and you have to throw it at the target from a distance of 30 yards. After an hour of practicing, Jeffrey told the tribesmen that he was ready to hunt. They chuckled and pointed at a grouse about 30 yards away. Jeffrey stared at the bird, nodded to himself, then hurled the javelin with all his might. The bird, transfixed by the spear, was killed instantly. Everyone was